This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Do you remember where you were this time of year last year? It was a regular day, a normal day for many of us in America. It was December 4th, 2024, and a lot of us were feeling defeated because Donald Trump had been elected president. So then Luigi Mangione came onto the scene to breathe life and liberty and excitement into many of us across the land. He not only gunned down Brian Thompson, murked him in public on the sidewalk like a gangsta, but we found out that the United Healthcare CEO was responsible for denying a record number of people's claims and increasing profits for United Healthcare substantially. So he like tripled or quadrupled the amount of claims they denied. Meanwhile, the company was making billions and billions more dollars, or billions total. And they say that Luigi had back problems, and he just thought that the healthcare system was corrupt. So he acted like a vigilante, and he decided to take matters into his own hands by getting a 3D printed gun. I don't know if he printed the gun or not, or if he bought it. Luigi is extremely intelligent. Extremely. So I'm guessing he probably printed that shit on his own. I also can't remember how he got good at shooting, but I think he used to go to shooting practice or something. Anyway, he left Monopoly money and he wrote the name of the title of a book on the bullets, the bullet casings that were used on Brian Thompson. That fateful, fateful night, right? But when Luigi was caught, they found his manifesto. They found his to-do list. If I'm not mistaken, didn't they find the gun on his person? Like, Luigi, for being so intelligent, he totally effed up this mission. And he effed it up in a way that I believe no woman would have effed this up. End of story. Women, we are thorough. We know how to cover our tracks. We know how to think about things in advance, about potential mishaps. And so he just fumbled this. And I think he, what's so heartbreaking to me about this story, about this article that came out, let me see when this came out. This article came out yesterday. What's so heartbreaking to me about this article is that it seems very apparent that he planned his escape, his getaway, and he thought he was going to just fly under the radar. Not with them eyebrows, bitch. When you got two bushes above your eyelids, that is a distinctive feature. And that distinction is going to get you found out when you take your ass to McDonald's to eat. Now, if I did this, as I've said every time I mention this story, you think I'm going to risk my freedom for a hash brown? I'm going to make sure I have enough protein bars on me for weeks. And I'm just going to have to be an adult and eat those damn protein bars until I escape to another country and sit back and watch the stories about what I did and watch the Netflix documentary and the Hulu documentary and Amazon documentary and all that. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna risk my freedom for a fucking hash brown. And I'm not gonna have two bushes above my eyelids and think that I don't need to alter those bushes above my fucking eyelids that I call eyebrows. Would Luigi have been found out if he didn't have them eyebrows? Would he? Because he was discovered because of his eyebrows. And he put on his to-do list, pluck eyebrows. Again, no woman would think like this. Luigi has some of the biggest, boldest eyebrows anyone could have. And he thought he could pluck them shits. You need to take a razor to eyebrows like Luigi's. You also need to, like, spray, like, dye. If you're not going to dye your hair, have spray to color your hair a different color. You need to not remove your fucking mask. You need to make sure your eyebrows are covered. The tiniest of tweaks, and I think Luigi would have been a different kind of legend. I say that every time I mention this story, because remember when, before he was caught, it was one of the most exciting stories in like a decade. Of someone gunning down an evil piece of shit like Brian Thompson and getting away with it on a bike in one of the most congested cities in America. It was like the best whodunit.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
How the fuck did Luigi ruin everything so easily? So easily. Now, Luigi is gonna be found guilty. Point blank, period. They have video of what he did. They have his manifesto, his to-do list, his eyebrows on camera, okay? His eyebrows in the taxi. His eyebrows at the hostel. They got his fake IDs. They have his bus ticket, if I'm not mistaken. They have, like, there is no other evidence they need to have to convey that Luigi Mangione shot UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson and killed him. They have every type of piece of fucking evidence they could ever want. He will be found guilty. This is a brilliant young man. And it's over for him. That's a wrap for him. And we haven't heard shit from his fucking family. Fuck his family. Fuck his family. All right. So I'm going to read this article that came out yesterday, as I said, on People Magazine, people.com. Quote, Manhattan prosecutors on Monday entered into evidence note cards that appeared to represent a list. Under the date December 5th, the day after Thompson was fatally shot execution style in New York City in 2024, the note card reads, quote, buy black shoes, white stripe, too distinctive, end quote. Below that is a bullet point that reads, quote, change hat, shoes, pluck eyebrows. Mangione sports distinct eyebrows, so much so that the person who called 911 on him, a manager at the McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, told dispatchers he appeared to be the suspect in Thompson's murder because of them, people previously reported. At the time, Mangione was wearing a tan beanie and a medical face mask, but his eyebrows were visible. The note card was allegedly found in his bag as he was being arrested on forgery charges in Pennsylvania after presenting police officers a fake ID bearing the name Mark Rosario. He was later charged in New York State in federal court with murdering Thompson. Another note card includes a hand-drawn map of Pittsburgh and a reminder to check for, quote, red eyes out of the Steel City, perhaps to Columbus or Cincinnati. It also instructs the reader to keep momentum because quote, FBI is slower overnight, end quote. The following bullet point says to break cam continuity, potentially as a means to make it harder for law enforcement to track his movements. It continued 3+ hours off camera, exit different method. Example, megabus rail. The final bullet suggests he expected intense media coverage over the shooting and that he was following it closely. Quote, check reports for current situation, it read. Days later, when he was leaving his arraignment on forgery charges in Pennsylvania, Mangione allegedly saw a scrum of media and said to Altoona police officer Stephen Fox, all these people here for a mass murder, why? But the alleged killer was also apparently concerned for the McDonald's manager. He was asking us if we were going to release her name to the press. He stated it would be bad for her if it got released. Mangione is in court as he and his attorneys seek to suppress key pieces of evidence from his upcoming trial, including a 3D printed handgun and a notebook allegedly containing a manifesto recovered from his backpack. He has pleaded not guilty to state and federal murder charges and is being held pretrial at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. The proceedings will continue on Thursday, December 11th. So I was correct. He was found with the damn gun, with the manifesto, in his damn backpack. Like, fail after fail after fail after fail. And so I'm just predicting what is going to happen to Luigi Mangione. I think there's no way, no chance in hell he's not going to be found guilty. This is someone who had, what, they said like $7 million in the bank or something. Like, the man should have booked a private jet the fuck out of the States. Anyways, I think he's going to be found guilty, and this is sad. And I need this man to do interviews soon. I don't know. This is just sad. Like, again, a woman would have plucked her damn eyebrows. She would have shaved her eyebrows. She would have dyed her hair. She would have sprayed her hair. she wouldn't have gone to fucking McDonald's. I do fully believe that if he just, like I said, repeatedly had a few tweaks, there's no way he would have gotten caught. Because think about how many unsolved mysteries there are. None of them people had Mangione's eyebrows and walked around like they had those, have those eyebrows. They took care of their fucking eyebrows. They took care of their distinctive features, right? So I'm obviously interested in this story. It's just so heartbreaking. It was so captivating, so interesting, and it's so heartbreaking. And I hate that I believe my prediction will be right, that he will be found guilty. I just hope that he won't, his sentence won't be bad, but we already know they're going to make an example out of him. I fully believe it. That. Anyways, that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.